Welcome to Daily Wisdom, Walking the Path with the Buddha, a podcast shared by David Roylance. This podcast is dedicated to guiding you to completely eliminate the discontent mind and the suffering it causes by attaining enlightenment. Learn and practice the teachings of Gautama Buddha that will guide you to fully attain a peaceful, calm, serene, and content mind with joy. To support this podcast, visit patreon.com/supportbuddha or visit buddhadailywisdom.com, where you will discover a full range of courses, retreats, and online learning resources to assist you on the path to enlightenment. Now, here's our teacher to share more.
Sawadee Kap. Hello and welcome to Daily Wisdom, Walking the Path with the Buddha. Today is our group learning program and we're in part four of a four-part series where I'm sharing with you breathing mindfulness meditation, helping you to learn that and build up your practice so that then you can be sustainable and you can be regularly meditating and having built up your practice, you'll see the results to the condition of your mind and the condition of your life that you'll be able to function in the world with more ease because the mind's becoming more and more peaceful. So I started this four-part series 3 weeks ago with an introduction and kind of a detailed teaching on breathing mindfulness meditation and walking you through all the various aspects of breathing mindfulness meditation. And we opened up for questions at different times and I guided you in a breathing mindfulness meditation session. Then since then, we've been doing breathing mindfulness meditation sessions and I've been opening up to any and all questions that you guys have. So now here on the last class, I'm going to do the same thing where I'm going to do a guided breathing mindfulness meditation session with you and then open up to any and all questions that you guys have related to breathing mindfulness meditation or any other aspect of the teachings of the Buddha. So if this is your first time here, the way that we start our meditations is with some chanting to ease the mind into meditation. And these chants, they're not a rite or ritual or ceremony or worship. It just literally helps to ease the mind into meditation. And I'm going to be teaching these later in a four-part series. Then once we get into meditation, I'm going to be guiding you in the meditation so that you can understand how to meditate and be guided through the meditation. Then there's going to be a period of time where it'll just be quiet. We'll just all be meditating together. Then we'll use the chanting to come out of the meditation as well. And then that's where I'll open up to any and all questions that you guys have. Whether you're in Facebook, YouTube, or Zoom, you'll be able to ask any and all questions that you like. So welcome to all of you guys, whether you're joining us for the first time or you're joining regularly. If you'd like to join for meditation, you can take a position either seated, lying, or standing. These work really well for online learning. There's also a walking meditation as well, but it doesn't really work so well for online learning when there's a stationary camera. So I'm going to start us off with some chanting to ease us into the meditation. And if you know these chants, you're welcome to join along. And then afterwards, I'll come back with some guidance. Arahaṃ sammā sambuddho mahāgavā Bhūtaṃ mahāgavannaṃ abhivādayāmi Savakkhato mahāgavata dhammo Dhammaṃ namassāmi Suppatthipanno mahāgavato Savakkasangho Sanghaṃ namāmi Namo arhaṃ bhagavato Arahato sammāsambuddhassa Namo arhaṃ bhagavato Arahato sammāsambuddhassa Namo arhaṃ Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Iti bisu bhagava arahaṃ sammasambuddho. Vicca caranaṃ sammuno sakkhato rokkhavito. Anuttaro purisa dhamma sati sata tava manusanam bhuto bhagavati. Okay, with the lower body and hands and arms comfortable and the upper body erect, just close the eyes and start breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Here you're just looking to establish the breath. A nice, natural, steady, consistent breath. Not forced or controlled, just a gradual inhale through the nose, experiencing the full breath. And then when you're ready, exhale out through the nose. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Your breath may not match up with the guidance that I'm providing, and that's okay. This is your practice. I'm just here for guidance. You can use this voice as a reminder that whenever you get to the next inhale, breathing gradually through the nose, developing a nice, natural, steady, consistent breath. And then whenever you're ready, exhale out through the nose, experiencing the full breath. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Once the breath is well established, start fixating the mind on the breath, either the sound of the breath coming into the nose or the sensation of air moving over the skin into the nose. The breath is the present moment. Fixate the mind on the breath, the present moment. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. With the breath well established, start fixating the mind on the breath, either the sound of the breath coming into the nose or the sensation of air moving over the skin into the nose. Whenever the mind moves off the breath, cut that off, let it go, and come back to the breath, the present moment. No need to observe the thought, label it, judge it, analyze it, or even try to figure out where it's coming from. Whenever you notice that the mind is moved off the breath, cut that off, let it go, and come back to the breath, the present moment. Breathing in, and out. Breathing in, and out. I'm going to be quiet now and let you do this work of focusing on the breath, cutting off and letting go anytime the mind moves off the breath. You have nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. No one needs you right now. This is your time to focus on the breath, breathing in and out. Patipanno emakevato savakasangho sanghang namami napmo arhasa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa napmo arhasa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa napmo arhasa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa iti piso emakava arahaṃ sammasambuddho vicacaraṇaṃ sammuno sakkhato rokkhavito anuttaro purisa dhamma sati satta tava manusaraṃ bhūto bhagavate. Okay, if you guys would like to slowly make your way out of meditation, what I'm going to do is open up to any and all questions that you guys have related to meditation or any other aspect of the teachings of the Buddha. Because now we've not only done our four-part series on breathing mindfulness meditation, we've also done a three-part series on the Eightfold Path. And you may have questions based on having learned that and thought about it for a few days. You might have some questions on it. Next week, we're going to actually be going into loving kindness meditation, a four-part series. But I would like to be sure that I open up to any and all questions that you guys have related to anything related to the teachings of the Buddha and even meditation and the Eightfold Path and anything else. So if you guys would like to ask those questions, you can put it into Facebook, YouTube, or Zoom. Or in Zoom, you can raise your hand electronically and ask any questions that you like. Okay, I'm not seeing any questions anywhere. All right, so what I'll do then is just thank all of you guys for coming to today's class and invite you to attend our future classes, where next Wednesday I'm going to be starting a four-part series on loving kindness meditation, where I'm going to start with teaching you about loving kindness meditation, what it is, why you would do it, how you do it, all those kinds of things to be able to help you to be able to develop your practice. And then from there, we'll do four individual sessions from the first one all the way for three more, where we'll have a total of four. So it'll be a four-part series of loving kindness meditation. And then this Sunday, I'm going to be starting the class that's called The 10 Fetters in the Four Stages of Enlightenment. This is where you're going to learn the 10 individual pollutions in the mind that the Buddha taught in the four stages, that as you're eliminating those pollutions, the mind will move through these four stages and you'll be able to understand how it's moving through those and use it for your personal development. And then, of course, we have various courses and retreats at different times. This week coming up, starting on Monday through Friday, we have a Harmony and Relationships course. These are live streamed and Zoom is also available, and they're recorded if you're not able to make them, because they're 9 a.m. Thai time until 3 p.m. Thai time. So for some of you, you may not be able to make the entire class due to time zones and things like that, but their sessions are all recorded, so you could be watching them at any time. So as you guys have questions, feel free to reach out through the Facebook group, through sending private messages, through asking questions in class, or you can schedule personal guidance as well. So thank you all for joining, and we'll see you in a future class. Have a very lovely and wonderful rest of your day. Sawadee khap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To provide support for this podcast, visit patreon.com/supportBuddha. To access more teachings, visit buddhadailywisdom.com. There, you will discover a full range of courses, retreats, and online resources to assist you on the path to enlightenment. Remember, to establish a daily, consistent meditation practice, along with learning and practicing these teachings, a well-developed meditation practice is the foundation in which to train the mind to attain enlightenment.